adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to adventures in pathfinding.
All right, Lance, what are we listening to?
We're listening to There's No Easy Way Out.
From?
From Rocky 4.
4 or 3. 4 is the one where he goes overseas.
I thought this is the one where he's fighting the Russian, but...
Yeah, he goes overseas. 3 is Mr. T.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah, 4 is Dolph?
Yeah.
Is that what he fights? We've never seen the Rocky movie, besides the first one.
You need to see all of them. You need to sit down.
What happens in the second one?
He beats Apollo Creed.
I thought that was the first one. Oh, the first one he left, yeah. But he, like, puts up the match. So the second one's like a rematch. Does he have the same goldfish?
I don't know the same goldfish.
Yeah, the first one is like, hey, Andrew, and he's another goldfish. This song is horrible. Do you listen to this kind of music? Like, is this the music that you listen to?
Easy Way Out.
Like, is this... Okay.
I don't remember what it was like.
What was that other song that you played?
Home.
What was the other song that you played?
Push It, Take It to the Limit.
Yeah, what was that from?
That was from Scarface, actually.
Okay.
I too listen to these.
But
these are montage songs.
Okay, do you listen
montage.
To music often? Like do you actually listen to music?
Are we recording right now?
Yeah.
Almost coming. So we just started. You wanted a David and Lance show for some reason. I don't know what. What? Do I listen to music?
Yeah.
Yes, I like music.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of music that you listen to?
Not all that often, but sometimes, yeah, I'm like, yeah.
She's so hot.
I'm pushing that.
Sometimes I'm at work, and I'm like...
She's so hot.
I want to pump up, so I turn to, like, Stan Bush Radio, and I get a touch, and then I hear, like, the Karate Kid song, and then...
Was it all...
All those, like, montage songs, or... That's my jam,
yeah,
man.
I never watched a lot of those movies, so...
They don't make them enough anymore.
So, was that an episode, or was that a break?
That was an episode.
Jesus Christ, we just hammered these out, guys. We really gotta slow down.
Well, the thing is, this episode's been about 20 minutes of shooting the shit.
It's been two minutes.
Two minutes.
Talking about a song from Rocky is what we did for the first 10 minutes.
It's a great song.
No, I just turned it on, waiting for you guys to walk down.
Okay, so we,
So what happened last episode?
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
You guys have been here forever.
We had a lot of feels last episode.
That's true. The last episode, I think each of you had, something visit you in between your planes. Some of you had something possibly good happen. The rest of you probably had something really shitty happen.
Okay.
Some of you may have something neutral happen. Who knows?
I'll go with neutral.
That's probably true. You probably didn't like, you probably didn't like where you ended up, but you liked what happened.
Yeah.
I was okay with mine.
Yeah, no, I felt like you were probably alright.
Oh, shit.
I didn't like
what?
I have something to ask you guys once I'm not little anymore and we're done with this.
Okay.
I was going to ask the magic users, but some stuff happened. And by stuff, I mean I became little.
and we ended the episode with them encountering... Mural, who they encountered before when they were in the storm and they first met Nadja.
Should have killed her then.
After killing the mantisi. And now she's accompanied by two little guys she was playing some music for.
Not anymore.
You did knock her harp out of her hands. But she let you know right away that the harp was never her best instrument. So, I think we ended with Kitty Cat getting turned to small, reduced person to be specific. And let's see who is up next on my initiative chart. Sneerwint. Now it's Walter's turn.
I thought she was the one who did that.
This guy right here. This guy still has to attack.
Plus that really nice initiative.
But they do. The good thing about a reduced person, though, is that it does increase your AC.
I
will look up your weapon damage.
Your air conditioning.
I will go ahead and read the specifics real quick. If you don't mind doing weapon damage, that'd be awesome. mine.
Yeah, because you're small.
The target gains a +2 bonus size bonus to dexterity, a -2 size penalty to strength, a +1 bonus on attack rolls, and AC due to its reduced size.
Okay. If you that +2 to AC? So I'll get a +4 to AC.
+1.
Oh, okay, +3 then in total.
Yep. If you do a D8, it drops down to...
I don't plan on attacking, but that helps.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to attack with your little kneels.
Pew, 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 pew.
I
plan on
size. I mean, basically just drop down one dice.
I wish they had a permanency spell.
So a D8 goes to D6, D6 goes to D4.
Basically.
Hits.
What does D4 become?
D3.
Your items and weapons go down to smaller. your armor goes down to a smaller size. You're not just like in the middle of your chain shirt poking out.
Ooh.
Which I wish that's how it worked. That'd be awesome.
I'm just stuck under.
You're just like naked. Yeah, you die through the weight of your own clothing. But anyway,
these nuts.
Yeah.
Are killing me. I might attack, so maybe we should
get
really?
For
a second.
You want to attack?
I got it right here.
Well, you know.
It depends on what happens. If they start beating the shit out of me.
You know, that might happen.
But my AC is crazy high now.
Yeah, your AC is really high now.
No. I'm starting to relate to gnomes. Man, that guy that I met, I really get him now.
Sure.
He makes a lot
that's
of sense. Hey, that guy was really nice. You know, the guy that we met in town that had a twin brother.
Oh. That man.
Bluey. I know his name. Was kid Bluey.
I didn't write down.
I didn't think this lady would come back into play.
Okay. He's gonna take a miniature swing at David here. Yeah. Swing your birds.
So I get a +3. I figured that out. Wait, what do I? So I get
a +1 to your AC.
Plus, and then also my dex goes up.
Yes, if your armor allows a higher dex benefit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get +2 all together. And I have because I have both.
Right, I'm still leaving.
Yeah.
So I have both my weapons out.
Oh, not going to be a hit.
We'll see. And then basically your damage goes down by 1, plus the hit is up by 1.
Mm.
And then,
22. Hey, man, they're tiny.
I'm tiny, too.
but their damage is pitiful.
Wait. Are they fey?
They are fey.
Are your bonuses defense against fey?
I think it's just offense.
No.
The most positive is a ranger, it's offense.
Yeah, you hit me.
Yeah, no, I'll throw that out there. Sure.
Okay.
So, David, what do you listen to when you want to pump up if you don't listen to these 80s? You got something big going on. There's a game, something going on. You gotta pump yourself up. What do you listen to?
4 points of damage.
One point of damage.
There's
I think they're playing Gentile.
No.
Oh, you guys are going to see dark.
The other day I was doing a crossword,
yes.
And it said, most RPG games require this.
Dice?
There's a D20.
Oh. All
right. You're also taking a 5-foot step.
Wait, in a crossword?
Yeah.
So you had to write D and then 20?
And then write out 20.
How are you going to have this position?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I'm not the guy, sorry.
Yeah, why the fuck? Don't touch me.
That's not supposed to
I was a legit question, though. What does David listen to?
I'm trying to find I can't remember what the band's called.
Obviously, yes. What's the name of the band?
Survivor. I actually don't have any more songs besides the one that I have a tiger, honestly.
I have the greatest hints, and I actually only two of them. Another one I don't remember the name
of. For the listeners out there, Mural just rolled a botch. So I'm checking that out real quick. It's pretty high.
Yeah.
It was a very high botch.
Botches!
He's always here.
He's in spirit.
Ooh. Ouch.
She killed herself.
Not without my heart!
She does take... She goes to shank you as, like, a tiny person, and I don't know what happened, even as the DM, but she somehow stabbed her own foot.
Ow!
And she takes 6 points of damage.
Jesus!
I don't know, I think it makes more sense that she's going forward, she like stumbles and...
Yeah, that's true. She is weird. She's a weird forlorn.
I don't know. I can't remember what they're called, and I don't have the album on my iPod.
All I'm saying is you need to take a right, path down 80s.
The other guy's gone. Right, now we go to...
The National? They're
Willem.
All my favorites.
Willem over the beer.
I'm just little.
He's still,
no
he's
way.
Still fatigued. Like, I don't have
to hey, I'm just living up to
now
my new God getting healing standards.
Oh, is that your new God? Awesome.
Hey, man. Well, just, I mean, depends who you picked.
He
had two options.
Oh, Zeresh doesn't.
The other god mentioned Trim Trim.
Zeresh is indifferent about
Caitlin. Caitlin Caitlin's a pretty, I mean, he's a likable guy.
Zeresh likes Phrasma
and of Apprentice.
Who you
Syringra's starting to
rush
in favor with him
well,
because all the
Hugh turned him into
through.
Small. He was it one of the small guys that turned him into small?
Yeah. Yep. He's down to their size now. He's feeling more known than ever.
I wonder if I should just grab him.
He's actually probably feeling pretty fake.
Sounds like you just flip your coin to me.
Yeah, you're right.
You got two of those things.
Attack friend. Well, that's what the coin says.
No, that would be zero.
Attack.
What happened to your Mobius strip?
Well, that only gives me one.
Oh, that's, right.
That's a
you
D1.
You should wear that as a ring.
Do you have a D2?
What's a coin?
Oh. What are you my
decision,
rolling for now?
I'm getting my decision coins out.
For what?
Magic or attack? Magic is the head side. That is not the head side. There's that? Yeah, that's it.
You should go again. It was interference.
Boy.
Magic was heads, is that what I said?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna go punch him. I'm gonna go pick him up. I'm picking up.
Are you gonna try to pick him up?
Yeah.
I don't think you understand Kane Taylor.
Alright, let's
somewhere even even the Strix is
your Sandy.
Well,
what? Is
Fogel.
That what his name? Fogel?
Yeah.
Well it was something Fogelmensch. What was his first name?
Who? Strix. Oila?
Oila, yes. Like somewhere Oila's shaking his head.
16.
I feel a disturbance in Queen.
16? Yeah, you're able to grab him.
Right.
He's just like, well, why are you just putting me down?
Not to be a dick, but he gets an attack opportunity against
him. That's true.
No, I got improved. Or no, I don't have improved grapple. You're right. He does.
You
have
to say, what did you think
of that? I have improved grapple.
Oh, did you buy it last time? Or get it for your
yeah,
last
Yeah, that's what was my last
speech. Never mind. No, you
yeah.
got it.
Forgot about that.
Roll three anyway. Yeah. How likely.
So another plus two on that, even.
Oh, no, you grab him. You got him in your hands. He's like swiping at you, but it's just like barely short. Just like.
I'm shaking him.
Yeah.
Like
stop shrinking, people!
Like yeah, like an abused baby.
His brain starts bleeding.
I've already killed one baby this adventure. I'm not scared to cure another.
Social services appears. Like, there's a lot of blood here.
Nadia comes up. Not again! Please!
No, it's not good!
Alright, now we go to Jiro.
Makes sense, though. I'm still... We'll clip.
Still crying.
This is just such a killer. I don't understand. I didn't do anything about you.
I didn't kill her. She got kidnapped.
Oh, over there.
Okay. You did increase size? Increase person?
No.
Oh. Makes the thing get real.
Yeah. Take that, cat!
Take a shot at the funnel arm.
Okay.
Thirteen.
That's a miss. It was close, though. Pretty close. Alright, Zeresh.
Come on,
Zeresh.
That is the table.
To
you do need to move around it. I will let you move through here. No. That's fine.
Can we get acrobatic check to jump over?
You could. You'd be pretty tiny. No,
one, two, three, four, five. I get attack or two.
Yes.
Guessing right from the little guy.
And, well, where did you enter?
No, just the little guy. Yeah. Right? Or would I get hers too?
Where are you moving? I think here would have to be the entire marching. I thought.
Did you move into your threat and then move from one of the squares?
Well, I want to move.
Well,
so
no, actually, because she threatens this as well, so yeah. Moving here is also
yeah,
a attack.
But I'm in Snurf. Yeah. Wasn't she threatening that?
Yeah.
No matter what, if you step to here to go to here, you still provoke. If you cut through, you provoke.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute.
There's a wall there, too.
The green thing is a statue. It's actually a bug. Yeah.
Didn't they already do one, though, against somebody?
No.
No, because he has improved. That's why it technically never happened.
Snurf did something. Well, that was on him.
I got turned little, and I
that was on her. She doesn't get one.
I didn't do anything.
You knocked her loot out of her hand.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, you did provoke that.
So, I don't worry about her. I don't care about that guy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
They apparently don't care about you either, because attack doesn't hit.
4, 5, 6. Does that work?
No. Well, yeah, you're
I think you had too many diagonals.
Well, here, I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Isn't that right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get another game, man.
Meta points.
Woo! I gave a meta point for that because I didn't say anything.
Flank!
Is that how we get it? When you do something.
Yes, sleep. I am flanking, yes.
Is that the way
a lot of people know. They're lost.
Is that be how we would make those rules? You gain one when you do something that doesn't metagame?
Power attack.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not good. 10.
Is that a 1?
That's what we like to let most
people.
Okay. That'd be like 11.
Yeah, I guess it is 4.
One looks like that.
How little am I?
Okay. You're one size category
you're
smaller.
Small.
You're so like a gnome.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Sapling.
Yeah.
Like 2 to 4
useless.
Feet.
Useless. I think is what you're
how small are these?
little
guys.
They're also small.
I mean, they're small, not tiny.
I have a question. Okay. Ryan's corner, real quick. Wait. Oh, wait. Tell us my turn.
Hey,
I think it is your turn, isn't it?
No, because he's top. He's top of the order. It's your turn. It is his turn.
Okay, Ryan. If I were to climb up somebody's back, what kind of check would that be?
Oh my god.
Whose back are you going to climb?
Well, it's an attack of opportunity. Because I hate you.
That's a CMB, right?
Because I hate you.
I don't care. I'm little.
Well, it depends. Who's back?
The Forlorn.
Yes, you definitely provoke. Probably doing the CMB.
And
there'd be a movement. So.
From both of them. It's top of the turn. Top of the round.
So would I be able to... If I climb, she makes her attack, whatever. And then...
She's not that much bigger than you, right? If he's just
she's one size category taller.
Basically, you have to do the grapple.
I want to piggyback and then stab the shit out of her in my next turn.
So just grapple, I would say.
But I'm little.
It'd have to be a grapple and then something after. It'll be,
yeah.
It'll be like a 2-turn.
So what negative would I get to my CMB...
Your strength went down one modifier, so your CMB is one lower. Your CMD is unchanged because you lost one strength gained one strength.
Or one dex, yeah.
Or, yeah, you lost a strength gained dex, but...
And if I just attack, what am I missing?
So minus 2 to your strength.
So basically...
Okay.
You don't... Do you have a weapon for this? A feat?
No.
You're basically your plus to hit plus advantage went down one. And then your dice is size category smaller.
Alright, yeah. Well, it's a double attack here. Natural 20.
Nice.
See, look at that. Does not favor you.
13, it's a minus 1.
Yeah.
Plus 2 because you're getting flank bonus.
Okay, so in that case, it'll be a plus 9. So 22 to confirm.
That does confirm.
And then.
And who are you hitting?
I'm hitting the fucking foreign horn. And then this is my second attack. What is that?
16.
Okay, and I get a what to my negative because I'm little?
You get a minus 1 to hit.
But I get a plus 2?
From flanking.
Okay, so that'll be a plus 1. So that'll be a plus 8. What was it?
It was a 16.
So 24.
That is a hit.
Alright, so a crit and then a hit.
So with the D8, it's going to be a D6.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 6.
Aw.
It's up to you.
5, 11, plus 8, which is 19 for the first one.
You can pretty good hit on.
And
it'll be minus 1 because it'll be a d3.
Oh, okay, so 18, and then a 7, so a 25.
For the second one?
For both, all the other.
All the other five.
Okay. Well, yes, no, just for the second one.
No, she's not looking so hot. She's definitely not dead.
You subtract the minus 1 to your damage.
Oh, to the damage? Okay, yeah, so that'd be minus 3, so 22.
Cheating bastard.
I didn't know.
I trust you guys.
My problem.
As soon as you said it, I did it.
Okay.
And do I feel larger?
No.
I mean, you feel pretty badass after doing that, but you're definitely not bigger.
So I don't...
Hey, guys, I can hit with the pistol. Me. Yeah. Hey, look what I can do. Yeah.
All right. Now, these little guys. This guy's gonna take his butt for a slip.
I thought they were smaller.
Zarash, I need a 4-2 save on you.
I was going to use him as a bat to hit the other guy, but not that small.
I should tell you that.
Natural 1.
Yeah, I think you got it, buddy.
You also feel a size. You're just like, the world suddenly gets much larger.
So you can't wield your axe anymore, or does your axe get small, too?
Oh, no, I won't be able to use it.
Well, yeah, I can still use it.
Use your axe rooms with you.
Yeah.
Cool. So you have a medium-sized weapon now.
Yeah, have a great axe like that.
Well, that one's a small sector.
Actually, a medium.
Whatever. Well, she's still plagued, and I just beat the shit out of her, so I get it.
We'll do all right. Willem, does a 20 hit your AC?
Yes.
20?
Who's attacking him?
This guy. He took his 5-foot step. This is the one that cast on you.
That guy's grappled.
Yeah, he is grappled.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
So he can still attack.
That's true.
But he just has to make a CM.
He can still do an impossible 4-round attack. He just gets a minus 2 penalty of attack, though, so be 18 AC.
Still is.
Right. Yeah, he's just got him, and he's just like dicing up your wrists.
Son
ow,
of a bitch!
Ow!
Jim Jim, where are you?
I'm going to pile drive this guy.
Oh, yeah. It's a 2. How much? 2 points of damage. Oh.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah. It's a ferocious owl though. They're very mad at you guys.
When Chim Chim comes, can we say Chim Chimney, Chim Chimney,
Chim Chimaroo?
You'll see how I don't know how he's gonna run Chim Chim, but I don't know,
it kinda depends on Willem if he wants
Chim
Chim.
Chim has a 20 intelligence. Let me just say that Chim Chim is no
slouch?
Yeah.
No, let's just say Chim Chim.
It really depends on the ability of Willem. If he's going to be able to learn how to summon.
He has a 20 intelligence on the monkey scale.
Yeah.
So he's got.
Which is, he doesn't eat his own poop.
He can use his own tools, and he can throw his poop. But he doesn't eat it.
So he's probably like a 10.
He spreads the wisdom of not eating,
yeah,
eating your own poop.
Honestly, I feel like throwing your own poop, it puts you at like an 8. I think it's at least an 8.
I'm slightly smarter than that.
Well, normal animal is like a 2, I think.
Yeah,
that's really low.
Wait, maybe we'll eat it.
Let's summon Shivers and find out.
Alright.
Brr.
Sorry.
Alright.
Your phone cleans. Chim-chimmery.
Muriel's like, what are you guys doing? You're never going to win.
What's Muriel?
We already
the forlorn.
We already killed the Dark Rider. What are you?
Ooh!
Oh, no, he didn't.
What you gonna do about that?
Well, we might not win, but we're gonna kill you.
She's like, I've accepted the sliver into my heart, and I will do as I'm told.
That movie sucks.
She attacks.
Who she attacks?
Kitty Cat. I gotta feel this like a hit, especially after your AC bonus.
I get a plus 2 to my AC bonus.
Plus 1 to
Jesus.
Size.
Just write it down.
So that's plus 2. Plus 1 to size, plus 1 to...
Next.
Yeah, I remembered it correctly. I'm not going to be little forever.
Yeah, that's not going to hit. Alright.
Not forever. Come on, guys.
Only if we had a way to
be I like
forever.
Me a little.
Let's
all play what happens next time.
Alright, Willem.
Watch out for the catapults.
I want to pile drive this guy.
What?
So, like, literally, you're going to jump
smash
up in the
it.
Air.
DDT, 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 DDT.
Pile drive is where you stick your head between your legs, and then you jump in the air.
Oh, my God, Fletcher is so
Well, you take him upside down, and you have his head, and then you...
Yeah, you drop down on your ass.
I'm picturing somebody holding like a Barbie-sized doll.
No,
they're fucking pile driving.
They're not that small. If they were that small, I was gonna use them.
I feel like you're gonna crush your nutsack.
Yeah, you're not on like a spring setting.
I just imagine him doing this to the guy who plays Willow.
That's pretty much it. That's about
Warwick
right.
Davis?
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to smash his head in the ground.
Alright.
You're not on a spring.
I don't
do whatever.
He's
not going to do it.
No.
His head is taking the
Alright, you're going to need to give me an acrobatics check for the jump and the ability to put him between your legs as you're jumping.
You already have a jump.
You should get a reflex save to not hurt yourself.
I don't
want to
do acrobatics.
Well.
I
want to do craft instead.
Craft is wrestling.
So you don't want to actually do a pile driver, because I'm taking you literally here. I know what a pile driver is.
Or
you just want to slam him in the ground?
Him upside down and slam him
okay.
upside down.
Okay,
well,
alright.
Just hit him against the wall or something.
Otherwise, what you can do, like the normal grapple rules, you have to maintain your grapple first.
That's true.
Then you can either take, if you maintain it, you can take him to a pin, which is like the better form of grapple, or you can just to start punching him in the face.
I want to smash his head against the ground.
There you go.
Hey, man, if you feel like Caden Kalian, what's that going to happen?
The coin
or if you feel
lie.
Like Nethys, who obviously doesn't probably want you to do that, do your thing. Do whatever you want.
I want to smash his head.
I guess we got joked on.
Well, I mean, I could fit him.
I think you might be evil.
Why?
That's really sick.
No, it's not.
I kind of like
it. Hey, you killed the Fae in their cage, remember?
You guys dropped a guy after you said he...
Hatch is an evil.
Yeah, I'm not...
He's still on the board.
Jury's still out.
Yeah, there you go.
The cat's still out on that one.
Oh.
This is to maintain your grapple?
This is to smash him. I don't know what you want
to
call it.
You have to maintain grapple first.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You get a +4 bonus to that.
You do.
You
cleared it.
20, then.
Yeah, you cleared it.
And then make a throw check. Whatever the fuck it is.
Same as GM one.
I'm gonna... Here's what I'm going to go down with him and use him as the...
Oh, you're gonna fall on top of him?
Yeah.
Alright.
I think that is an acrobatic check.
I'm not really just falling over. I mean, I'm gonna make it to where you're at least prone.
Free
next action.
Fall over.
Yeah.
Maybe
so what are you rolling for?
Attack, I guess.
I'm fine with attack. Just obviously not your weapon.
Well, you already have him grappled, so what are you attacking him with?
17 total.
I guess he's
what's this? There's another 4.
Dropping on
20.
Him, I guess?
Yeah.
But you already have him grappled. Why is that a roll?
Well, you're doing damage.
Yeah.
But the grapple was the damage.
The last roll was to maintain the grapple.
Yeah.
This
but you already have it, so to...
You have to maintain it, so
you
it's like
he's
not...
But you already...
And now I'm doing damage.
Trying to wiggle free.
So I guess I just don't understand why you had to maintain it and then maintain it again to hurt him.
No, he's trying to hit him this time.
But he's
falling.
He's not hitting him.
Okay, well, here, just
give
me a symbol. Just give me a D4 and add your strength bonus to it.
Okay. I'm falling on top of him and slamming him into the ground.
No, I get that. But that's just still a grapple. You're not hurting him.
No, I'm hurting him.
No, the ground's hurting him.
Easiest way to explain it. He's doing the roll because he still has to maintain him to get him to land on him.
4+. Because
he's
4.
Not
going to
just
do
that.
What was the initial to hold on to him.
But
otherwise,
isn't that what he's doing while he's falling?
Well, he's doing... The normal rules is you do a natural attack. You just punch him, you bite him, you horn him, based on what kind of natural weapons you have. Or a light weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's doing wanted to do a specialized wrestling move type deal where normally
we need to let Lance play a brawler.
There's nothing allowed,
even though he doesn't like the music. No, I understand what you're saying, but it's
okay,
just,
so
it
yeah, he definitely he's after falling on him, you see this like it's like a little squeak.
Like
all the air, air has evaporated.
He says, "No springs." Yeah. Was that the one that cast a spell on me?
Yes.
Am I normal size now?
No,
he's not dead.
Yeah, you're still reduced size. He's just hurt. He's not dead. Also, yeah, you are prone on top of him now.
Okay, I'm still maintaining the grapple, though, right?
Right, well, your next turn, yeah. But as of right now, yes, you're still maintaining the grapple.
So now it looks like Willem's raping a fairy.
Well, it's up more his chest. That matters.
I think that's apropos with less.
You have a penis in your chest? Okay. Maybe you are raping him. What do I know? What do I know about Willem?
This is what Jim taught me!
All right, so now it's Jiro's turn.
He shoots Willem.
What are you doing? Stop it!
You're a wizard, damn it.
Embrace your magic.
This is my spell, Summon Pain!
Boom! I'm gonna cast...
Summon in the pain!
I need a fort save, DC 15 from...
Mural?
Or Forlorn.
Okay.
There's a hurt, not my conjuring.
Where are you? I can't remember. Find your outside dots right there.
It's 15.
Close. You're getting unlucky. I've been rolling back for you for some reason. Everybody else gets cake blocks. Talk Robert to you? No.
Drop my weapon.
Okay.
Onto the table.
Okay. What did you have out?
Crossbow.
Okay, sorry.
So move there, pull out my dagger.
Ooh. Alright. Zeresh?
I
really wanted to
provoke
the tiny because
guy.
I was going to use it. I really didn't want to use him as a bat on the other one.
Trust me, you don't provoke the little guy. Alright, Zeresh.
Kill her. Kill her.
Guess I'll try.
You're a little too, right?
Yeah, sure I am.
Hey! It's Baby Adventures of Pathfinding.
It's like $1 million baby. You guys are really well-trained boxers.
Until we break our necks, and then we must be killed.
Almost anticlimactic.
Yeah, because paraplegic people don't deserve to live.
Who put a chair in the ring? Anybody?
So what is that?
That's what you did.
So I get minus one to attack, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I just like how Sunny in Philadelphia did it. It's like they fall in a chair.
20 AC.
That's a hit.
With flank.
Nope, yeah, I didn't add that in.
So.
Don't worry. 20 was a hit anyway.
No, we need to make sure. With the flank.
It's true. No, I like it. We need to be thorough.
It's going to be one less.
Because that's totally how we do it.
By the book.
That's right. Whatever I remember.
Eight.
That was a one, right?
Yeah. 9 points.
There. And this is to Mural.
There.
She's like, listen to the song of my people. And then she dies.
Does she die?
She's dead.
All right, lad, I can say something cool. I'll go.
Do you?
I'll go. There will be no encores.
And then the little
part
guy's
time.
Like, yeah. The other little guy's like, la la la, encore, encore, encore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that on the ground for sure. I'll check. Alright.
Am I still little?
You are still little.
Why would you grow up from there?
Yeah, what do you...
I thought if you killed the person that cast a spell...
What is this?
Well, we haven't killed them yet. It's the little guys.
Those are Vaz? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? We're clearly better than those
vampire.
People.
All the other vampires.
It's a duration.
Not
vampire.
Wasn't the vampire. I will tell you when you are larger.
I was asking Lance upstairs, what was that spell that the keeper guy cast on us when there was a bunch of tentacles? And
Black tentacle.
Yeah, not that one, but then we became, like, way less leveled.
Oh.
I know what it is, but...
Yeah, I can't remember. It's that ray.
Yeah.
It's the de-leveling ray.
Super annoying.
Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, if you're a DM.
Yeah. No, just in general, I think it's...
Can I get that spell?
If you really want it.
All right,
try for it, sure.
I really want it. I have it.
All right, you're going to take some long. What the fuck is that spell called?
I'm looking at that.
I really hope it's called D-Level.
I thought it was Ray of something.
I want it. It's not Ray and Feeble.
Anyway, whose turn is it?
No, we're busy. Don't talk to me. No, I'm just kidding. Zerash just went. So it's back to the top.
Sneer. 5 foot step and then double attack on the guy.
He's like,
I know they kept telling me to write this down, but I don't want to.
You're going
to
hit me.
Yeah,
it's minus 10. Another minus every time.
One to hit, one damage, idiot.
Oh, that's a critical with a 19. Longsword.
And
nice.
Then I don't know if I really want that. Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's actually, it is an impact miss.
Okay. Oh, okay. So yep. Then my second attack. Yeah, that won't work. So I'll just get one attack on him with my D6, right? Mm-hmm. And that will be minus 1, 8.
Excuse me.
What are you doing in the mic? Hey, no problem.
Dying, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. It's like Tyler's bag.
Hey, he almost died.
You did. That's true. He legitimately almost died. Listen to episodes 1 through 14 for that.
To figure out, yeah,
actually 2.
It probably is really early. Okay. Back to the tip.
Am I big enough?
Oh, yes, you were at the top.
So, no, you're not
big. Please.
No.
I'll give you a dollar.
Will you?
No.
Alright. This guy's gonna shift to heal.
I think shift is a 4th edition term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alright, and you have a minus 2 because you're proning.
He doesn't like you grabbing his bro.
Excuse me, guys, I'm proning here.
A 14 with the minus 2.
That is not enough.
You got a minus 4 from you to your dex because of the grapple.
It's true. You are preoccupied.
And, from the prone.
Jesus Christ, minus 4 to your dex?
It's a 14 total.
Minus 4?
For the grapple.
Okay.
And then minus
so
2.
It's minus 2 to your AC because of dex.
Because you're proning.
Oh. Okay. That will be... I have... It'd be 13 minus 2.
Okay. Yeah. You barely beat something. Don't worry, it's not that much damage.
You're dead.
5 points damage. Okay. You just see this little, like... It feels like... Almost like you ran into, like a... Maybe a bush of thorns or something.
How?
I'm busy. Come on.
Busy.
All right. The guy you got pinned is going to try to break free.
Just might do.
That is a 21.
My CMD, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Okay.
CMD, is it, if it matches, do they break? Is it like AC?
Doesn't it increase each round, though, to break free? Or does his grapple, the DC for his grapple, increase each round?
No.
Okay, I thought we did something like that. Maybe that was with the black tentacles.
Right.
I can't remember.
He gets a bonus to maintain it, and he gets, like, +2 to it, his defense of it because of...
And the black tentacles have, like, a really high bonus to there.
Okay.
So, out there.
He's just kind of like, you smell!
All right. Oh shit,
Willem.
I should have hit that more because of Faye. I get bonuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst ranger ever.
I think she technically she's Faye.
So
she was.
Yeah. Right.
She can see I'm
prone. Don't can stand. If you stand, you provoke. But you can attack.
Can
but you get.
And then stand.
No.
No.
You can attack, but you like
you can do a
5-foot
crawl that provokes.
All right.
Unless you have the rope feet or horn.
So any kind of standing thing.
You were tired, right?
What?
You were. I mean, you're not anymore because you took that potion. But maybe you need to relax a little longer.
I can't roll out. Stand back
you
up.
Can roll. It's just not going to end. Well, it'll probably be fine. Let's be honest.
Well,
I roll
on a wall, so like you. Wearing it all like this way.
He was trained that in the university. How to roll against the wall. You bounce off, you use that momentum to go to a different square.
You can cage climb.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
No, can I attack him?
You can attack. You're just at a minus 4.
That bastard gets away.
Why hey, you're the one that pinned him.
Does he get the provoke?
If you stand,
you can just reach and grab them.
Yeah,
man.
You can try to grab them. No. Just if you stand up, they're like, hey, fuck that.
I want to grab him, then.
Okay. Which one? Same one?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you think he's had enough?
No.
I was kidding.
I don't provoke because I got that if you draft myself.
Take it high.
Take it high. There, yeah.
That's pretty high.
High.
25.
Boom!
I'm almost positive that works, even with your natives.
Get back here.
Yeah, you just like
reach out. I'm not done with you yet.
You just bear hug him again. And he's like, no!
Not done with you yet.
I think,
But doesn't that provoke an opportunity from him?
No.
I have the true grapple.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. That's right.
I think Willem should get a free skill right here in professional wrestling.
Sir Ash is like, you know what? I like it.
Can you find a Luchadero mask?
Actually, I'm too good at being small right now. I don't really care.
Okay, now we go to Jiro. Oh, he's going to break out his beaten stick.
See if I hit with a dagger. AC.
That's a mess.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You
were close. Would you like to say anything?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we go to Zarash.
Spell with intervention. Intervention.
Oh. You're gonna have an intervention.
Can I reach him?
Yep.
Yeah. Right here. 1, 2, 3. Okay. So I can move one more. I really want to kill the one that he's grappling, but I don't want to hit him.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Remember all the times that he insulted you?
Attack range.
No.
Yeah.
Which was like, I
would do it the way that the provoked on.
Well, too bad. Well, yeah. You're into pain.
Small pain. I don't want to kill this.
Especially emotional pain.
I'm getting ready to start peeing my pants again.
Very much. Alright, we'll
attack
the little guy. Alright. Oh my god.
An
8? Oh, you got it.
8.
If I can flank. 6.
You got it
with 20. Nah,
that's only
12. Yeah, you missed. Small! Quadruple! Right, sneer.
I put that one back. First one is going to be 19.
That's a hit.
Second one.
And you are doing your correct minuses, right?
Of course, sir.
Okay.
That one.
That was the one. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But I still have the best one.
Oh, wait.
I need to roll for your little watch there.
All right, my son's going to hit first.
Ooh.
D6.
Oh, boy. 6, because I'm little. So that'll be 6 points of damage.
I will work that out in a moment. You rolled rather high.
Well, if I kill him the first, I'm not going to attack him in the second.
But it's like, you're attacking like really quick all at once.
Well, yeah, but if I have the skill where I can attack and then attack somebody else, if I say that they're dead, when I attack the first time, I'm not going
to... No, it's not the death thing.
But what I'm saying is, I wouldn't attack the second time if I killed him in the first.
You should resolve the first attack beforehand.
But, and Ryan said that I could do that.
No, I don't have a problem doing that.
Well, Ryan's not really a DM, but...
Yeah.
And that defense, but...
Do whatever you want. 6 points of damage to that idiot.
Which one?
The one right in front of me.
There's so many.
Non-grapple.
Okay.
You are pretty irritating. You just got shrink one round.
But I'm cute.
Alright, he appears to be dead.
Oh, and he's a fae. Jesus Christ, I keep forgetting that. So it's actually 7 points of damage.
Now do I go
so
back in since that's...
You're not attacking the one that's grappled?
No, I'm not even close to him. I can't even reach him.
No. Oh, yes, I sure can't tell. I blame the white cloak.
Alright, attack Jerk.
Alright, so you didn't... Oh, you are botching. Okay.
No.
You missed. Alright, yeah, you're just suddenly like as if you ate a mushroom. You're just like...
Both of us?
No. Just kidding. It's a duration. I don't know if it's dead or not.
But
I'm thinking about Nadia's tips.
Enlarge.
You grow horizontally.
They're made
all
of
that
tips.
Breast milk.
I shrink back.
Okay.
Titties!
That's my favorite.
Okay. guess this guy's gonna try to break free.
I don't know why.
I'm gonna do.
As he does, do I get a tiger? Or does Zeresh?
Zeresh would.
Yeah, what is with
you? I said Zeresh. If you do break an eye or not.
I don't think so.
He'd be moving out of me.
Well, if he gets shunned in the square, I think so. So he doesn't actually promote. If he tries to move beyond that, then possibly where he shuts out.
Right. I don't think an 11 is going to do it.
Yeah.
Come on, Will, finish this!
Alright, yep. Yeah. Cool. You're up.
I don't want to do this.
Honestly, I'm going to fall on him again. Or just hit him. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you kill him now, or I want to jump on top of you.
I was going to move so that I'm holding him like from behind.
You're still on the floor.
I ordered you to pin him.
He's a one of command. He has a one of command.
I'm going to pin him.
Well, you already was pinned.
Well, I'm taking him from grapple to pin.
Oh, I got you.
That might not work. 7.
That was interference.
It was interference. I saw it. He's right.
I mean, it wasn't.
Do I want to make you re-roll?
So, what is pinned? I haven't read pinned. Pinned new?
No.
Or what's,
no,
it, what, what's it from?
It's like a super...
It's basically like a pinned creature is tightly bound and can take few actions. The pinned creature cannot move, and it's denied its deck bonus. The character also takes additional dice forward to his armor class. A pinned creature is limited to in the actions that it can take. A pinned creature can always attempt to break free, usually though a combat maneuver check or escape artist check. A pinned creature can take make verbal and mental actions, but cannot take any spells that require symbolic or material components. A pinned creature attempts to cast a spell using or use a spell like ability must make a concentration check. Or the spell, or lose the spell. Pin is a more severe version of grapple, and their effects do not stack.
He's essentially been like, he's like, let me go, I'll tell you how to get higher.
That's why I thought of that one ass.
That's what I was gonna do.
Sounds good. Here's my tiny manacle since I've been shrunk. Yeah, take him and put him on him.
Okay.
Except for when they leave your body, they go back to normal.
Okay, I'll hold him while I put him on.
He likes me in hell. He got used to it.
2 seconds.
Make you grow back. It's duration. It'll happen eventually.
It's been
1 week
since I shrunk.
Now I'm back to normal.
Since I shrunk for you or not.
Watch your Pathfinder with no lights on.
Okay, so. So, are you guys essentially. He's offering to tell you the passphrase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys ending combat?
It's.
Yeah.
It's.
Keep hold of them.
Yeah.
It's. Amazur. What's that? Amazur.
Repeat after me.
Amazur. It's not working. I'm a jerk.
I'm threatening to snap his neck.
I eat poo. What's up?
Gross.
I search the bodies of the four lords, especially if they take the heart right down the hip.
Right down the heart of your tank.
I'm not taking it. I don't have anything.
It's more of a loot heart thing. Not really too much.
Once I.
But if you want to take it, that's fine. Okay. So, he's like. Alright. The code is spiral down to the ground. Every ounce and every pound.
Okay, Willem, let's test it out like we normally do. Take one of these dead fey and do it.
It's like, those aren't the porters.
No, these are.
Where?
You don't know where that's at. Okay. Let's find where the porter's at.
Why would going to the next level go make you say down?
Well, that's why we're going to test it.
We don't know where it goes.
Well, but we can have somebody go here, go down, and then look.
That's where he came in from.
That's what I just said. Somebody go down and look to see if it comes out.
I don't want to go down.
I don't think you can go down.
Yeah, I want to go look around this level.
Well, then how would they get down
here's
from
the solution.
Level?
If we stand on those and say the previous password, we go back down.
I want to see
what happens. See up to you guys.
I'll do it then.
Well, no, I'm asking the Fae.
Oh, you're asking the Fae?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's the password. I don't know what you want out of me.
We use the same ones we came up with to go back down. Is it a different set to come up, or is it the same set to go up?
That's the one to go up.
Just vote
him. Yep.
Let's tie this guy up.
I got some thread.
25?
25.
No, do we have rope? We might have rope.
I got 17.
He gets his bluff.
Yeah, I'm checking.
Oh, I don't have rope.
I have rope. But I'm still little. My rope is little.
Oh. Oh. So cute.
Everything he does is so cute now. He's so small.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious to you that he's lying.
Don't lie to us, Faye. Intimidate him.
Okay. Intimidate. Put up. I'll assist them by picking up my crossbow and aiming it right at his head.
I'll punch him with some dual damage.
Thank you.
Difference.
Plus whatever they got.
Am I normal size yet?
Nope. Nothing.
So that'll be a 22 subdual damage punch.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely goes unconscious.
Well, that wasn't damage.
No.
No.
Dual. You subdued him.
That's,
I didn't even roll for damage.
Not lethal, that's still.
Oh, crap, sorry. I assume that was your damage with Risen.
No.
So even, or odd one, even two. So one plus three, since I'm little, so 4 points of subdual damage.
Okay. Yeah, he's just like, I don't know what you want from me. I told you the passcode. Just starts crying. Little icicle tears.
Where does it take us?
It takes you down.
That's all I wanted to know, you fucking twat. Now what do we do to the wall? While we hold him, somebody search her. She might have a key like the other person.
Good idea.
Jiro, you do it.
Jiro, search her.
Okay. I'm going to search because I'm yelling at
it. And I'm holding on to him with my little manacle.
All right.
Okay, I guess.
Jiro, you find a potion of cure moderate wounds. 2 potions of undetectable alignment.
I don't know what that
is. A light crossbow. An ice flow elixir. That's FLOE. A white hooded cloak. An opal necklace. And 14 gold pieces.
Ask the Fae if the opal necklace is the key.
And he's just like, now!
Since Mona. What? Sense motive is wisdom?
Yeah.
Yeah. He appears to be lying still. To Jiro. David thinks he's telling the most.
Punch him again.
Almost amazing truth.
You think he's telling the truth.
It's true, you do.
I'm. But you tell me that he's lying, so I punch him again.
Okay.
I'm little.
I will cast detect magic, focusing on the hood and the necklace.
We probably take. Oh, we do it on my star knives. See if I got a bonus. That's the board.
We should probably.
Do you know? Do not. You do not take any magic from the cloak or the necklace.
Star knives.
That's what he told me.
Will you take magic on my star knives?
In a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Jiro, when you get a second, you might want to give up on that other stuff you got. You got from the guard and stuff downstairs.
Yeah. So there's windows in this place, right?
Yes, up top there are.
I'm going to shook knife this.
Why are you going to do that with a guy with wings?
That's right. Oh, he has wings?
Yeah,
sure
they're
does.
Flying around when you leave.
I've still got him like a full mouse. So
you're getting a moment. You're getting a moment of clarity, which is unusual for Zoresh.
Look at those wings, idiot.
So... we try to show mercy to you and ask you a few questions for your life. You don't want to cooperate.
I don't even have a soul! Just end it already!
Why are you guys so kill happy on yourselves? I don't understand.
I'm not. I'm trying to
No.
Oh, he's talking to
you. I'm talking to the Fae. Like, why you guys want to die so badly?
Do any of you guys have So outside, is it freezing?
Yes, it's very cold.
What if we throw him outside, you cast water on him, and we just freeze him in a block of ice on the bottom of this tower for the rest of his life?
Just kill him.
No, I want it to be locked in.
What's your alignment again?
8 phase.
Who's got a rope? Anyone?
Me. I already said.
Well, let's rope him up.
I think Zerash is going to kill him.
Yep.
18 AC.
Well,
yeah.
I'm holding him.
I'm holding him.
You held him up nice tight.
I don't think that really matters.
I don't get a chance to take him, to pull him back.
I guess if you want to give me a reflex save.
Who's holding him?
I was holding him. What are you doing? What are you trying to...
apparently he yanked up from you in Zerash.
I guess that works too.
He got cut in half.
Yeah, he's like, I'm coming home! And he dies. He's like...
Alright,
David splattered with the phage juice.
Not the first time.
Did we go in these rooms?
Yeah, but anything.
Yeah. You can, but you technically don't see those.
Well, we're going to start searching the area, so...
Am I normal size yet?
Yes, enough time has passed. You appear. You re-enlarge as a Zerash.
Kind of
see me body slam that guy's
No, I was a little lower to the ground and didn't notice.
I was a little out of sorts.
Yeah.
I was a little preoccupied.
Well, we're going to start searching.
Yeah. What do we want to do here, or do you, well...
We don't know.
Well, let's just split up. What are you going
to
do?
No, I don't want to split up.
Hey. Yeah. Alright, what would everyone like to do?
Open that door.
I'm gonna do a perception check first.
I already did. I open it.
I'm gonna do a perception check now.
I'll put on a white hood and their white hood coat and necklace.
Right.
In case one of those is a beast.
Okay. You feel very pretty.
Yeah.
I got an 18.
For the perception check? Okay. You don't hear anything. After the battle you guys just had, it's oddly quiet. Once again,
we open it.
You open the door. Okay, you open it, and it just appears to be a hallway. You see a door on your right here, and then further you see a little door on your right.
Stealth. 13.
Okay, you're super stealthy.
And I'll go on that door to the right as soon as everybody else does whatever.
What would everyone else like to do while...
Fall behind.
While Kitty Cat thinks he's sneaky.
Yeah.
I'm gonna basically
fall
behind.
Fall behind.
Just nod or yeah or nay or whether it's the right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone want to do anything?
Well, I'm just gonna follow behind this
class. Okay.
That might be a blessing on your weapons.
I'm going to be another perception check in the hall once we have to go.
Something about them. I don't know if just the amount of blood dripping off them. And those fake creatures are pretty really heavy. Do you see a blessing out of
them? I asked her for a blessing.
You don't hear anything?
Yeah.
Same thing to
the
cat?
Yeah, they're
really
be a blessing.
Just quiet. Kitty Cat happens to see... and you went to this... door first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jiro, were you moving up or just...
Yeah.
Opening it, you happen to see a bed, a desk, a storage locker, furnished with a small circular chamber. A 5-foot-tall mirror hangs on the opposite wall.
Perception. 28.
You happen to see a locker
looking
here.
Looking for stuff.
You don't notice anything. We're going through the, like the drawers, you find a
couple
careful
of that
pieces.
Mirror!
You find a couple gold pieces.
I break the mirror.
You break the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
Plus my strength, or what?
Plus your attack.
Yeah, just your normal. Just
your normal. Oh, I'm normal size now?
Yes.
Alright, so using my long sword, that would be a plus 8, so 24.
Okay, give me a damage roll. I know it sounds silly, but let's see it.
Back to the wonderful diamond D8.
Diamond.
Bright like a diamond.
Bright
like a diamond.
Bright
like a diamond. So that'll be a
12. You shatter it, no problem.
He's
like...
So...
And then you hear...
You were the fairest of them all. And I walked under a ladder while I did it. And I'm a black cat.
That's very true. With boobs.
I thought you said you were orange.
I am orange. But
yeah, other than that, you don't see anything abnormal. You do notice a loop very similar to the one that you took off of Mural in this
bring
room.
Bring it.
You're going to bring it in half?
No, I'll give it to... Hey, do you want to... Let's see if we can sell that.
If you want this thing...
I don't think I'm in there. I just mean the accountant. Will you write that down?
Our barbarian accountant.
All right, we're about at the end of the
invest
episode.
More in blood.
All right.
Does anybody want to do anything really exciting before we go?
I'm going to go get a beer.
No, but I think that's it. Come on, we do something. Willem, do something.
I summon Chim Chim.
Summon Chim Chim.
I don't have.
He doesn't know how to do that.
You have
no
craftsmanship.
He
knows if he ever gets to that point.
What?
I wipe the blood off my axe and it goes all over the wall.
What that's pretty sweet.
I look it up.
All right, bro. Next episode, Kitty Cat has AIDS. All right, see you guys later.
What? Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.